Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha kakahiaka. Welcome to Crystal and Kaivi Talk Story at 9 a.m. high time. That is 9 a.m. Hawaii time. Hoping everyone is having a beautiful Thursday and enjoying this new moon energy. Crystal and Kaivi Talk Story at 9 is a Hawaiian spirituality show. We talk about a wide variety of things, including Lomi Lomi, crystals, chakra, meditation, and much, much more. Today's topic is on women building women's communities. Last week we talked about communities in general. And this week we are talking about building women's communities. However, each and every week, we start with a pule, and today, Kaivi will not be joining us. He's taking care of some business, so we're going to wish Kaivi a wonderful day. Hope he's having fun in Waimanalo, Oahu. So I will be doing the pule. And a pule is just a prayer. We're going to open up the space, set our intention for the highest and greatest good, and ask the ancestors to give us the best information possible. So, mahalo ke akua, mahalo na amakua, mahalo na kapuna. Thank you so much for this beautiful day. I'm in wonderful San Antonio, Texas, and I am enjoying this beautiful, cool, crisp fall air of this beautiful November of the year 2015. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to bring people together so we can talk about building women's communities. And we ask that, Keakua, that you just open up this space and open our minds and open our hearts so that we are working together in unity, in the oneness of your love, and to build a stronger, more effective, easygoing leadership of women worldwide. Mahalo ke akua. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. All righty then, here we go. So today's topic, building women's communities. It was very interesting for me when I chose the topic for today because the 3 days prior to New Moon is about building clarity for your vision, for your goals, for your dreams. So on New Moon, you can write down or create a vision board for the lunar month or longer of what you want your month to look like. Well, hot dog, whatever the stars were doing with the moons and the planets up above, they were wreaking havoc on me. And I was having conflict with things that I thought I had worked through. And I realized, yes, it's like an onion. You know, we just peel one layer back at a time. And I thought, you know, we're going to have to talk about building women and building women up, empowering. This show is designed to empower everyone. And women need to remember to empower themselves as well. And we need our men to help our women stand in their power and be empowered. And so it takes the village to help make this happen. And like I said, I'm, you know, working through what am I going to do for New Moon? Where do I want to go? What is my vision? What is my goal? And it seemed the more I thought about it, the harder I tried to get clarity and focus, the muddier and muddier it got. Nothing seemed to go right. Nothing seemed like it was supposed to. And I told my husband, you know, I think I've just been lost my mind because nothing's working. I have like this big plague letter tattooed on me or something. Because everything or everyone that I'm needing a response from in correspondence, I'm not receiving anything. And I'm checking my email, I'm checking my messages on Facebook, on Twitter, I'm checking my text, and nothing. And my husband says, well, you know, it's probably our cell phone service. You know, he goes, do they have a new cell phone coming out? Because every time they get a new cell phone coming out, our old one goes to crap in a handbasket. And, of course, you can't help but Levelman just die laughing because he's got a point. It's one of those things that does happen to us. And I told him, I don't think so. I think they already came out with the newest iPhone. So we're okay that way. And I realize now, since I woke up yesterday morning and things appeared clearer, they weren't real clear, but they were clearer than the 3 days before or the weekend before. And I had him laughing because I was back to my more jovial self and feeling empowered. But it took me some time to get through those, especially the 3 days from Sunday through Tuesday, to get clear, to figure it out. What was it that was causing me discomfort? And when I was talking it out with my husband, he said, well, don't you have someone you could talk with about this stuff? And I said, I've sent out messages to all my friends, and I'm not getting a response. So evidently it's one of those things that I'm supposed to figure out by myself. And I told him, you know, in ancient Hawaiian times, we had the Wahine Hale, and that's the woman's hut. We need a woman's hut. And he said, why do you need a woman's hut? And I said, because this is some of that stuff that you would learn from the wisdom of your kapuna, from your elders. And he goes, that is a good idea. And I said, yeah, you're right. That is a good idea. I think that's what our topic's going to be for Thursday. And he was cracking up with me because I told him, yeah, that, you know, we needed a woman's hale. And equally important, you know, the men need their own hale, their own hut, their own house. So at any rate, the topic is about building women's communities. With the way things are in Western society, America, we're taught to be competitive. We're taught to get ahead, do what it takes to step on other people and, you know, climb that corporate ladder. Well, yeah, that's great. However, what are you going to do when you need help, when you're dealing with emotions and hormones, and you have no idea how any of that works? Sure, you can go to a doctor, and guess what he's going to give you? A drug. And it may or may not work. And that's okay, too. But a lot of it is things that you need to know. I remember Arsenio Hall used to have a talk show years and years ago. He just came back a few months ago, a year or so ago, but I mean years and years ago. But he used to always have a segment that was things to make you go, hmm. And this is one of those things that makes you go, hmm. And this is also one of those things that we need David Letterman's top 10 reason why you need a woman's hale. Number 10, how to go from being a little girl into puberty. That would be, I guess, maybe number 10. Or maybe we should start with number 10 being from being an infant to being a toddler, and from a toddler to a little girl, from a little girl to puberty, from puberty into womanhood, from womanhood into motherhood, from motherhood into Crohn's, menopause, grandmother, from grandmother into elder. Those are all things as a woman's community that we need to build and inspire and empower. Being a woman is an awesome, awesome task. And to choose to be born one is even better. You know, we get to do really cool things. You know, we're the nurturers. We're the ones that give support. We're the ones that treat the boo-boos and the owies. We're the ones that, let's see what it is. In Spanish, it's cariños, but in English, it would be, it's the more endearing term for the loving, the kindness. And we need that. There is no reason why in corporate America you can't have the best of both worlds, of being empowered and successful and know how to work in the corporate realm. But you also need to be able to work within your woman's realm. And we need to come together to work with each other, to get past our idiosyncrasies of conflict and personalities. Because if there's something about a person you don't care about or you don't like about a person, that's something within you that you have to work through. Part of my lesson for over the weekend, why I was having an experience and someone was driving me extremely batty. Hearing this person's voice on the phone sounded like nails on a chalkboard. And if you've ever heard nails on a chalkboard, that will drive you screaming mad. And that was my lesson, was to figure out why the relationship with this person was making me screaming mad and why I had that nails on the chalkboard feel. But now, these days, we just ignore people. I don't like them. Too bad, so sad. You know, I'm better than them. Whatever the reason is, instead of going in the Kanaloa within us, going inside and figuring it out, figuring out why that person's voice is making you go crazy. Why does it sound like nails on the chalkboard? What is it inside us that's not working in that relationship? So you have to work through it, figure it out, and heal it. Sometimes it's present life stuff. Sometimes life stuff or past history stuff with that person. It could be past life where you guys have been in relationships in the past. It may be different. You know, this time it could be father-son, mother-daughter, siblings, lovers, you know. So in the past life, it could have been all of those, you know, one of those things, all of those things. And to figure out what it is, what is making you crazy, or as I was saying, is what's making me crazy. And so, you know, I took the time, because that's all I had was time, to figure it out, to work through it. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't get through all of it completely, but I did get through a majority of it. And this person's not driving me as batty, and it's not like nails on the chalkboard. So there's improvement there. And that's the thing of it, you know. We try to blame all of our problems, all of our issues on the other person. And that's not fair to the other person, and it's certainly not fair to you, because the issue is within ourselves. So how does that work for building women's communities? Instead of ignoring the person and saying, well, it's her fault that, you know, she makes me batty, figure out what it is about that person that's making me batty. Is it because they're constantly on time, so they're not valuing your time? You know, they're running late all the time, constantly late, not on time, or constantly on time. People that run late don't like it when people are on time. Are they Do they have a high pitchy voice? Are they smart and you don't think you're smarter than them? Or you think that they're being stuck up? In actuality, they're just being themselves and are doing their best to share the information with you. There, you know, there's a lot of different variations. Well, you think she's prettier than you are, or she's nicer than you are. And then you have to figure out, well, how is she nicer? How is she prettier? Because we're all gorgeous. We're all unique. We're all different. We're, you know, we didn't come out of the same cookie cutter sheet. So what is it that you have to do to get through it? So you do a little meditation. Get some clarity. Think about the situation that the first time you encountered or you remembered feeling that way. Not feeling good enough, not pretty enough, not valued. Those are the kind of situations that cause us not to trust other women, because we're not trusting ourselves. We're not allowing ourselves to trust our na'au, to trust our knowing, and to trust Kiakua. What are you doing? We all have purpose. We all do something different. If we did it all, and trust me, this is part of that lesson that I've learned since Friday. It's physically impossible for us to do everything. Sometimes we have to delegate. When I'm talking with people that are in business in the corporate America, and they're telling me they don't have enough time, the first thing I tell them, do you have to do it all yourself? Is there anybody else that can share the workload with you? And 9 out of 10 times, yes, there is. Or they can hire someone to do it. That 10th person is usually a self-employed person, small potatoes instead of entrepreneur. They're thinking business owner, so they're trading time for money instead of hiring it out. And I'm guilty. I'm guilty of that as well. But if we sit back and start taking the time and start working with people that are different than us, you'll soon realize that you've got a phenomenal community. And you start recommending people for certain things. If you're self-employed and you need a great bookkeeper, then they're going to get you a great bookkeeper. Don't eliminate a woman just because she's a woman. You know, make sure that the person, you know, is going to do a great job for you. But a lot of times, women do know how to be frugal and save money. Most of us have learned that task from our parents, or especially, like in my case, my mother. And so sometimes a woman is going to have that finer touch because they're going to come at it with a different perspective and a different experience than a man. Not saying a man's not bad, just saying it's just different. But when you start building your strong community and your network of community, then you will discover that you guys have something in common. You start with maybe doing a little work together, and then you start exchanging ideas on health and nutrition, food and recipes, childcare, child rearing, activities. And then you might have that conversation of, what do you do if you're starting to go through perimenopause? Yes, men, this may not be a topic for you, but these are things that women experience. And these are topics that we need to discuss. And one of the topics we need to discuss is sex. There's nothing saying just because your childbearing years are technically over that you can't have great sex. sorry. Yes, you have to have, that's part of being an empowered woman, is being able to experience every aspect of joy. And sex is joyful, can be joyful. If you've had any kind of sexual trauma, you do need to heal that. And there's great sexual therapists throughout the United States that can help you. If you're in the DFW area, I recommend Kendall Williams, Dr. Jessica Teratero, and the other girl's name escaped me. But Kendall and Jessica, they've got many years of experience in helping women become empowered and find that joyfulness again. And it's something that you can do. KendallWilliams.com, and I'm not sure about Jessica Tartaro, but it's T-A-R-T-A-R-O. And see, I just plugged two women on my show. And that's why I said you can empower yourself by helping and empowering other women. If you see a woman that is having issues with domestic violence, step up to the plate and say, hey, is there anything I can do to help? All you can do is make the offer, because that Popeye statement, like I said last month, they'll take all they can take, and until they can take no more, then they'll do something about it. But all you can do is make the offer. Let them know that you're there for them. And as we start building these stronger communities where women feel value and feel worth, then we're going to start making a difference on the planet. Start healing the old hurts from past lives, from ancestral actions. I've been enjoying Anita Morjani's book, Dying to Be Me. And I, as you guys know, I love audiobooks. And this one is an audiobook narrated by Anita Morjani. And it's unabridged. And you can hear the little different nuances in her story. But she went to a school in Hong Kong where she was not like every other child in there. Her classmates were predominantly Anglo with blonde hair. And I was having all these relating kind of moments to her when I was listening to the book yesterday on my way from Dallas to San Antonio to be with my folks this weekend. And I thought, how funny is that? Because I felt the same way. Growing up in school, most of my classmates did not look like me and did not have parents like me. And I just wanted to be one of the cool kids in school with the cool parents that let them do anything and everything. That didn't happen. But that doesn't mean that we can't change. We can change to empower women to make the difference and to change cultural thoughts on how girls interact in corporate America, in the world in general. We need men to help step up to the plate to empower women to be the best them, to be the best. And yes, guys, you bring out the best in us. And when you show us the love and respect of allowing us to be strong, to be empowered, to speak our mind, to nurture, and to care, all of those things, when you allow us to be ourselves, we're incredible. We're just incredible creatures. Yeah, I said it, we're creatures. We're magnificent creatures. We're magnificent co-creators. Where do you think creatures came from? Creators. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but it sounds good. And I'm going with it. What can we do to help build stronger women communities? We can start with, of course, the meetup. But we start within ourselves. We cut those cords of that negative connotations that we may have had in the past. You know, the ones, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart. I'm not that girl. I couldn't be like that. But we don't want you to be. We want you to be you. We want you to come to the table whole and complete with whatever tools God gave you. That's it. And we want you to try new things. We want you to have new experiences. And we want you to share with people those traits. And we get together and have those great hen parties, as my husband would call it. We sit, you know, we sit, talk, drink coffee, have tea, and we discuss all that stuff that we need to talk about, of the infant girl to the toddler, to the little girl, to puberty, to womanhood, to motherhood. Have all those conversations so that way they know what to experience. And if you're not having a great menstrual cycle, it's not the end of the world, but we don't want to freak anyone out either. When we have our conversations, we want to have them casual and we want to be truthful. And so if you have young girls at your meetup, you know, make it a mother-daughter thing, then you're going to say, you know, every woman's cycle is different, which is the truth. Some have periods that are more, a little more painful. The cramps are a little stronger. But all of that can change with diet and exercise. We do know this. And sometimes, you know, they have to have medication. We want to empower them. We don't want them to hear the scary story, you know. And we all have had scary stories of, oh, my God, it was just the worst. Yeah, but you survived. How did you survive through it's the worst? Did you use heating pads, ice pads, get a massage? Those are the tips that our children, our young women need to know. They don't need to play and have an aca cord, the etheric cord, connected from them to you with the dreadful story. They need to know how to get through that dreadful moment, because that's all it is just a moment in time. And so what did you do to get past it? What did you do to get through it? And as we share those experiences with our young women, with our young girls. And you have to make it age appropriate. Not everyone is going to understand at every level. And even at times, older women are not going to understand. I had the experience today because I took my mom for her cataract surgery. She did well. And the nurse that I was speaking with there, because I was talking about my friend Kendall Williams to my mom, my mom saw her picture on Facebook and said, who's that pretty girl? And I said, oh, that's my friend Kendall Williams. And my mom says, oh, what does she do? And I told her, she's a tantra sex coach. And my mother, as cute as she can be, gives me that look like, what is that? I told her, she teaches people how to have better intimate sex. And my mom said, there's people that do that? And I said, yes, there's people that do that. And this morning has been a jovial laughing time at the hospital, and the nurse came in because my mom and I were laughing about sex because my mother had never heard of such a thing, and my mother's 79 years old. And the nurse asked, I got to know what you two ladies are up to because you're laughing. And I told her, oh, my mom learned something new today. And she goes, well, I'd like to learn something new. And I said, well, I'm sure you've already heard of this, but I'll tell you. I said, my mom didn't know that there were tantra sex coaches. And the lady gave me the bewildered look as well. And she says, what do they do? And I said, my friend, she teaches people to have better intimate sex, more joyful. I probably need to see her. And I would have never thought in a million years somebody in the nursing field would not understand their body. So that's my own misconception of what people do or think. And in her case, she's gone through menopause and her hormones are not there, so she has no desire. So she and I were talking back and forth, and I was giving her a few tips because since Kendall and I are friends, we go to lunch once a week. I ask questions. We're at lunch. Hello. You know, I ask her things and she asks me things, and, you know, it's a great relationship, friendship, you know. So anyway, so I was telling her a few things that I know from attending some of Kendall's classes, as well as reading Kendall's blog, and as well as having a conversation with Kendall about menopause and improving sex life and stuff like that. And so I shared what little I knew, because I really don't know as much as Kendall does. But I also shared with her what I teach about coaching when I'm coaching my relationship clients. It all starts with ourselves. She had forgotten to place value on herself and what a beautiful woman she is. And her husband, he loves her. She told my mother and I, oh my goodness, he is just the best and I'm so lucky he loves me. Yeah, he is lucky that he loves her. She is lucky that he loves her. But she also needs to remember to love herself. And that conversation should have happened in that woman's tent, in the woman's hut. So that's what I'm saying is, you know, today, start having those dialogues with other women. Start making those connections. So that way we're more empowered. We're all different. We're all unique. We have different gifts. And as she's escorting my mom out in the wheelchair to the outpatient surgery door, and I go to go get the vehicle, I come back, we get my mom loaded up. My mother and I drive away. My mother tells me, she told me what a lucky lady I am to have a daughter like you that knows these kind of things, because she wished she had a daughter that could tell her these kind of things. And I'm honored that she said that to my mother. And I'm also shocked, because I'm just sitting here thinking, she's a nurse. She should know this stuff. What we don't know, we don't know. And what we know, we know. And this is why I'm doing this conversation with building communities. We need to get back to some of the basic stuff from our ancestors, back to that primal knowledge of taking care of ourselves, knowing what to do, knowing how to help each other. I didn't say rescue, I said help. Big difference. We can't fix everybody else's problems. We can just be there to make it a little bit easier, but they have to fix their own problems. All we can do is make suggestions. You know, well, I had really bad cramps and I tried a heating pad. That worked really well. As simple as that may sound and as common sense as that may be, somebody may not know that. Or try an ice pack or alternate with heat and ice. Those, you know, those are all those dialogues that we need to have. Having a foot massage, going to see a reflexologist, a massage therapist. Those are all fabulous arts, thankfully, that we have not lost. I'm going to take a minute here to do a couple of plugs and to also catch my breath. I'm sorry that I'm not on the chat because I'm traveling. You guys know that I have the iPad. So I don't have any access to the chat room. So I'm really sorry, guys, for my chat room, guys. If you're in there, right away, because I can't see it. And if you have any questions, feel free to call in. This is a participatory show. You can call in and chat with me. So feel free. Also, there's people throughout the United States, for sure, that I know of that offer different kinds of women's health healing and nutrition. So just look them up. And I know if you're listening from other parts of the world, in your area, there's going to be people and women that are coming together to empower more women. So, and you may want to just join a group. I'm not sure if meetup.com works outside of the U.S. I haven't ever looked, but I do know it's in all 50 states. Excuse me, because I'm constantly recommending that website for people to interact. We're not meant to be alone. I tell you that almost every week. We're not meant to be alone. So get out and do things, empower each other, talk with each other, start the conversation. Let's see. So back to building communities. When we take the time to really start caring about ourselves, that emotion of nurturing, of compassion, develops a bubble around you. And as that bubble grows bigger and bigger because you're loving yourself more, other people around you are going to see that shift in your energy. They are going to see how you feel, how you act, and they're going to want to do that too. And trust me, there was days when I was in my teens that I thought, I do not want to be a girl. This is the most dreadful thing, having to go through a menstrual cycle. What did I do to deserve this? But from that day to this, wouldn't trade it for the world, a moment in time. And that's what we have to teach each other. It's just a moment in time, and we can get through it together. Get you a buddy, get you a friend, start connecting, start making those relationships, start valuing yourself. If you have to get yourself in your affirmations, your power statements, I use the I am power statements, and I call it power statements. You can call it whatever you like, but I know it empowers me when I say, I am love. Those little things that you do to have that conversation with yourself, to get your vibration from afraid, scared, angry, frustrated, anxiety, to peaceful, calm, loving, when you shift those vibrations and you start feeling better, then people around you feel better. And it's contagious. It has nowhere else to go but around the world. And that's what we're here for. We're here to heal the planet. We're here to help one another. We're here to make a difference. And it just starts with us. It just takes a little bit of time, just checking in, participating, not checking out, not being present. You have to be present. You have to be in the moment. And that's the biggest five-day lesson I had from Friday to Tuesday was be present, be in the moment, work through this. This is your kuleana, your responsibility. So my challenge for all my listeners is to start building your community. Start having the conversations of having your children come and participate with you. Ladies, take your children, you know, with you to activities and events. Start having meetups in your homes with the children. So that way the children know that the women in their life are going to empower and support you. or empower and support them. I remember as a child, we always knew every person on our street, every person that had children, every person that was elderly, the kapuna, the senior citizens, on our street. My parents had potlucks in our home. We went to potlucks at neighbors' homes. I can tell you from age 6 to 15, I've eaten at almost every neighbor's house on my block because that was just how it was back then. You know, everybody, oh, you're hungry. If you played at a friend's house, their parents fed you. If they were at your house, your parents fed them. Start building those types of communities again. Start getting to know people. In Hawaiian homes, and I can only speak for Hawaiian homes, so I'm not certain what other cultures do, but you can certainly shoot me an email because I'd be glad to learn. I like learning. But in Hawaiian homes, and in my Hispanic upbringing, because my mother's Hispanic, my dad's Hawaiian, whenever we went to a person's home or a person came to our house, first thing, my mother, even with her little sexy pirate eye patch, somebody was to knock on the door that came to visit, first thing she's going to do is offer them coffee and some kind of pastry. This is old school of sitting and breaking bread, having that unity over food and drink. It's something that we have gotten away from completely. And it's something that I think we need to reinstate of the breaking the bread. People come to my home. I ask them, obviously, care for anything to drink? Are you hungry? You know, would you like a sandwich? Sometimes I have dinner cooking. You know, if I'm making a roast, I offer them to stay and eat dinner with us. Sometimes I have chili, you know, brewing on the stove because we're in that time of the year where a cup of chili goes really well with the little cooler air in this fall season. And sometimes I know people can't afford to feed themselves or their children. But when you start coming from the abundance and sharing what you have, the law of attraction starts bringing more into your life. And I'm over here making a circle with my hand as if you guys can see me. So it's the circle of life coming at you. So if you're sharing what you have, then the law of attraction is going to bring more of it to you. That's just the way it works. You reap what you sow. And I think we need to get back into some of the primal things that we did. Breaking bread together, having meals together, sharing meals with others, bringing in that unity, that oneness, that wholeness, that togetherness. My mother laughs every time we say togetherness because she always thinks of the hippies from the 60s. Because for her, that whole free love thing didn't necessarily work for her in the concept of what she experienced. But as she and I have talked over the years, now togetherness is something that we giggle about. But it is about that oneness and that unity and bringing people closer together. So in closing, and I have a few more minutes to rattle here on the air. we bring together our friends, our family, and we start looking to bring in others. Make new friends. My friend Michael Smith, he had a wonderful community dinner a few weeks ago here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he was brought in a bunch of people from the holistic community together. However, I invited people from the business community to this event. Only had one person out of my group of friends that showed up that was not a known holistic, metaphysical, spiritual person of the community. And she was the cutest thing. She asked me, why did I invite her to this event? And I told her, I said, because people here, I said, there's somebody here that needs what you have to offer. And there's somebody here that has something you need. Because we all have different needs and wants. And we're not different. We're really not that different. Somebody can be working in the corporate world, somebody in the holistic metaphysical, but we need each other. They need us to help them improve their quality of life, to help them awaken, to help them have that deeper connection, that deeper spiritual love fest with Keakua, as I call it. And we need them to show us how to maneuver around the business and the corporate world. That simple. And at this dinner, Michael didn't let anybody sit together that knew each other. Everybody had to be strangers at the table. And I was cracking up because I told him, I said, you know, in about 3 months, that's not going to work because we're all going to know each other. He goes, yeah, but right now we all don't know each other. So everybody needs to sit so that way they can start making new friends and meet new people. And that's what I'm asking you guys to do. Start out there making your communities. Make the community of the woman's hut, the woman's hale. So that way our women, our girls know that they have sincere value, that they are worthy, they are gorgeous, they are smart, they're cute, they're fun, they're loving. These are all gifts that are inside them that you have to remind them to help them remember how fantastic they are, what magnificent co-creators they are, what little love bugs they are. That's part of our responsibility, is to help them remember their greatness. So, in closing, get out there and make beautiful communities. Yes, make beautiful communities. Well, I want to thank you guys for taking the time out of your schedule every week to listen to us live or to listen to us on the replay. My name is Crystal Kia Paul. My website is alohacrystal.com. My email is crystal@alohacrystal.com. My co-host, Kaivi, you can reach him at Ho'ola Foundation, that's H-O-O-L-A foundation.com. His email is ho'olafoundation@gmail.com. And the website for the show is the number 9, HITIME, HITIME.com. Our email is the number 9, HITIME@gmail.com. You can also do prayer requests on the radio show's website, the number 9, HITIME. I check that every day for prayer requests. For loved ones, I only ask that to respect the person's privacy, you may want to use initials, something vague, if they don't know that you're putting their name out there on the web. I like respecting people's privacy. They have the right to know. Or, you know, keep it generic, my friend, you know, a family member, someone I love, and between me and spirit, well, you know, Keakua will know exactly who you're talking about because the intention will be there. That's something that we've done since day one. I just failed to mention it because normally I am 90 seconds to go with the blog talk person in my ear telling me how many seconds are left in the show and I'm trying to get everything out. And this week I promised that I was going to get a few things out there today to make our show a little bit more successful and for you guys to know that we are here for you, we support you, and we want to help empower you. So getting feedback from you guys is one of those ways that we can do that. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. There's not a Twitter page for the radio show, but there is a Facebook page. Facebook is the number 9 high time. It's facebook.com/9high time for the radio show fan page. Today, just think about what you're going to do to empower the ones that you love. And when I talked, men, you guys have a mother. You know, it's not like you were just cracked out of the egg, you know, like a little chicken. You have a mom. And so if you were, you know, if you grew up with your mom, think back to some of the experiences that she may have had that would have been easier if she would have had a community around her. Think about your wife or your girlfriend or the mother of your child. How would her life be better or have been better if she would have had some support from a woman community as she's going through the motherhood process and then actually giving birth and then the afterbirth time period and being a new mom and the nervousness? What kind of community would she have gained from if she would have had one in her area? And man, I want you to think, if you have little girls, what information do you want them to have? You want them to have, and you want them to be strong. You want them to be empowered. You want them to be successful. And building a women's hale, a women's community, will help all of these women in the various stages of their life grow, develop. Yeah, there's going to be sad times. I'm not saying that this is going to, you know, be puppy dog tails and roses all the time, but this is going to have a place to make things easier. And that's what we want to do. We just want to make it easier and safer. Because if we share our information, if we pull our information together, then we're more empowered. We're stronger. And you can't take anything away from us when we have the tools to be the best person we can possibly be. Think about it. Think, how can we make our women stronger, our little girls stronger? What can we do? And it just starts with having the conversation with your neighbors, with your friends, with your loved ones. Start including other people that you don't know. It's been almost an hour, so I'm going to go ahead and get off the air now. And I want to thank you for joining me this week. And I hope that you'll be able to join us in the future. Next week, we're going to be talking about community. And I'm hoping to have a guest host with me. And I would like to do the topic on men community, the kanehale, you know. And it's called something else, but the men's hut. So I will be looking for somebody, and if you all know anybody that would be great on that topic, I would love to have them on the air. Have them email me at the9hightime@gmail.com. Again, thank you very much for listening or listening to the replay. And let's start building stronger, empowered women's communities so that way we can have a stronger, more powerful, empowered world. Ahui ho, malama pono. Everyone have a beautiful week, and I'll talk with you next week. Aloha.